ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
How'd we do?
How'd we do?
Good. Okay, we are on page 140, right?
Yeah.
Kirtan Kim?
Yeah.
Who would like to start?
I can start. I didn't quite get through the whole sentence. It didn't make sense to me, but sometimes
okay.
I start. Kritam kimepistav vipriyam.
Tava.
Huh?
Hindi. Tava.
Oh.
Yes.
Kritam kimepistava vipriyam yadaneshtame shamasi kurtumudyattaha.
Kartum.
Kartumudyattaha. So that's kritam is from krit, which is krita, which is PPP. Is or was done, and so kritam would be accusative singular, I guess. Kritam from krita?
Why would it be accusative? What's the verb?
Krita is the PPP, right?
But why would it be accusative?
Well, because what's the other choice for it, for kritam?
Nominative. What's it modifying? Is it modifying the accusative or the... Is it adjectival or if it's verbal, it's going to be a nominative. If it's adjectival, it would have to be used as an adjective to the, something in the accusative case.
If it's adjectival, it would have to be used adjectival. It has to be adjectival, right? If the substantive is krita, then it's an ending.
Krita, yeah.
Krita.
So kritam could be neuter.
Yes, kritam could be neuter. Yes, it could be neuter nominative.
Or accusative.
Or neuter accusative as well. Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then kim ebhistava.
Sandhi.
Is kim ebhi tava. So kim is just neuter. It is who, nominative.
Who or what?
Who or what, I guess, right. That could be nominative or accusative.
Or it can introduce a question.
Right.
Kim here is only being done in the neuter, and it would be who only if it was representing, you know, pronominal to a neuter noun like mitram, which means friend. You know?
So it would be...
Kim is neuter. Kaha is masculine.
Right.
Ka is feminine.
Right.
So
APHI is instrumental plural for idam, masculine, that would be masculine. Kim APHI tava? And tava is the genitive singular for yushmad, of you. Vipriyam is from the substantive vipriya. So that's neuter. So that could be neuter nominative or accusative.
Right. Yeah.
Reprint. And then yada nishtame shamasi is, being that I broke up as yat anishtam e sham asi. Yat. Being, I think I looked that up, so that was to strive or rising.
No, yet is the neuter form of yet, yaha, yah.
Oh, okay, that makes more
just,
sense.
I have to tell you both something. The form yet or tut can be used as just the nominative, right, in the neuter, nominative or accusative singular in the neuter, or it's also used like yesmat or tasmat, or it can be used to indicate another declensional ending, usually ablative. So a lot of times if you see yed and you don't know how to translate it, then translate it as yesmat because of which.
I see.
In fact, if you look that at this, very, very common, so it's kind of important to know this because it'll really throw you off.
Uh-huh.
But if you were to look it up in Auffay's dictionary, it'll also tell you that.
That yet can mm-hmm. be used the same way as yasma?
Yeah. And as
because of it, which? Yes,
because of which, it says actually it can be used in any different declensional endings.
I see.
Right. And so that was a long period of time, as I recall, that I didn't realize that, and it made sentences really...
Because of which, I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
let me just look and see, I'll tell you exactly how they... No, I know. The sentence won't make sense unless you... There's certain little things like that you need to know. Another important thing that's coming up in this sentence is that the genitive case is not just of...
Yeah,
right, it's a catch-all for a lot of different things. It can be used in the sense of the dative. It can be used in the sense of an accusative or subject of a gerund, right? Like the sweeping of Rama or the sweeping of the street. If I said the sweeping of Rama, that means Rama is sweeping. If I see the sweeping of the street, that means the street is being swept, right?
Yeah,
that also is genitive. But to be open to it being used in the sense of saying of,
yes.
To be to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Not belonging to. Or, yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And so we can get really trapped by, you learn genitive as of, or among him, locative is in, at, among.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have to broaden from that.
That's right.
Okay. Let's keep going. I'm going to look at this yet, so I want to read it to you just so that...
So yat would be, okay, so then that's yasma, because of which. Anishtam is the newer substantive is anishta. So that would be,
anishtam, yeah.
Anishtam would be, again, it can be a neuter nominative or accusative.
What's that mean?
Evil.
Evil?
Evil,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Harm, evil, yeah.
Esham is... the genitive plural of idam, theirs. And then asi just is, I guess, but asi, I wasn't sure how to
read. Asi, you are.
You are, oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And then kartum udyataha will be kartum, and then udyataha. Kartum is the kartum I had as the infinitive of purpose from kri.
That's right.
So, to do. And then udyataha. Don't think I looked this up. Udyataha is to arise. Is that a PPP? Udyataha?
Yes, it is. From udyam.
Yeah.
Remember, nam, nata, gam, gata,
yes.
Yam, yata.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so udyataha would be used... so that's just nominative.
Say like this. Ujjataha asi. You are ujjataha.
You are ujjataha.
Kartum ujjataha asi. You are ujjataha means what?
You are rising. Or
you are prepared.
I thought
ujjataha is to rise. No. That's something else.
Okay.
Udit.
That's
right. Udit or udgam also. Mm-hmm. Udit or udgam. So udyataha means to be prepared for or to be ready to. Be ready to.
Udyataha asi, right? Udyataha asi means you are ready.
So kartum udyataha asi.
You are ready to do. Kartum. Anishtam. You are ready to do evil.
Esham.
You are ready to do evil by Esham is you are ready to do evil to somebody?
To them.
Esham. To do evil to them.
Mm-hmm. You could say, see, if we get stuck in the use of the genitive, that's genitive plural, you'd say
off.
You are ready to do evil of them, or you are ready to do their evil.
Yeah.
But in English is you are ready to do evil to them. So the yed would be because of which you are ready to do evil to them.
Yeah. Where do you want to put Ugeta? You can just sit over there on the side, Rachel.
What's the first half of it say?
Okay. So kartum udyataha kritam. Okay, so you are ready to do kartum udyataha kritam esham asi. You are ready to do evil to them. And then I think I had one No, that was a whole sentence. And then Kim Evihitava.
That's the first part.
Right.
Kim.
Kim Evihitava is who
what? Kim Vipriyam.
Oh, what is dislike?
What
who
is the offense? Vipriyam is an offense.
Okay.
What offense?
So what offense Evihi by these? What offense have they done to you?
What offense was done, kritam
to you,
tava, abhi, by them.
What offense was done to you
by them?
Oh, tava is by them.
Yeah. No, tava is to you.
Right.
Abhi is by them, abhi.
Right. What offense was done to you by them that you are ready? What offense was done to you by them that you are ready to...
That you are ready to do this harm to them.
Right. Evil to them.
This evil to them.
Okay. So the Kim, even though Kim is not used at the beginning of the sentence, it still is that question.
No, when it's used as... No. Kim will always be introducing a question. But it can be... If it's used as the first word in the sentence, it'll be this kind of a question. Is he going to the park today?
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's different than... what offense did he do, or which person came to see you? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's keeping the sense of Kim. But if it just starts the question, starts the thing, then it can introduce a question like, is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Everybody understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the sentence, Tara?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That you are ready to do this.
This evil to them.
This evil to them.
Now, see the Aisham? This evil to them, right?
Mm.
Kritam kimi bhistava.
Alright.
Now, how many lines does this next one go for?
Is it two lines?
It's two, okay.
Yep.
Alright. Padana Misham Pranato Yato.
If you want, try that first word again. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Try again.
Padanamisham Pranato Yato Sao Patram Tato Ni Dira Musha Karyam. Okay. Padan, is that from feet?
Mm-hmm.
Accused of plural.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amisham is from adas, genitive plural.
Mm-hmm.
Of them or those, or to them or those, I guess.
I always go with the genitive sense first. And
okay,
then,
until you rule it out.
Yeah.
Okay. And then pranataha, I don't know what that word is. What is that word?
You know the word num, which means to bow down?
No.
Num means, it's first parasmaipada, means to bow down or to prostrate.
Like
namaskara.
Okay.
Namaha comes from num. And then nataha is the past passive participle of num.
Oh.
Like gum, gata, yam, yata, num, nata. And with the pra, it's like pranam.
Uh-huh.
Right? Pranam. So pranataha means prostrated, pranamed.
And it's a, is it a PPP?
Yes.
Okay. So it's an nominative. Okay. And then we have yataha, which is sense?
Yes, sense or because of.
Or because
of which. Sense works well.
and asau, which is nominative singular from adas. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And padram.
Badram.
Badram. Badram. Is well-being or benefit. And it's either nominative or accusative. It's a neuter noun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have tataha, therefore. And ami bihi, which is instrumental plural from adas. And also amusha,
mm-hmm.
which is genitive singular from adas. And karyam, which is neuter, either accusative or nominative, from karya, which is an action or a work.
Action or work, it's also a participle, but that you haven't learned the potential part participle. So it can mean, like if we say karana karya, it's the cause-effect. Karya is the effect of something.
Mm-hmm.
Karya can also be a work or an action. It can also be that which is to be done, or that which will be done as a potential participle.
Karya?
Karya. Mm-hmm. Potential participle.
And is that how it's being used here?
It's a little awkward.
Okay. I don't know if I really came up with a translation for these. Not really. Okay. And then, so did you want me to work with this one before going to the next part?
No, this is all.
This is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
One. Well, for us, this is one, two lines.
Okay.
No, this is all.
Okay. Is yeah, awesome. I have it written on two lines.
Oh,
I
yeah.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, I didn't really come up with a translation.
Let me give you a little hint.
Okay.
First of all, you've got a yetaha and tetaha.
Right.
Since, therefore, right?
Mm-hmm. Since, therefore, right.
Okay, so that means there's going to be two parts to this sentence.
Right.
Right? So you can kind of try to figure out the first part.
Since. So we have
and
at the feet, so prostrated at the feet.
At their feet, Isham Padan. Pranataha, right? Padan.
Right.
So, Yetaha Asau Pranataha.
So, since he prostrated at their feet.
Mm-hmm. Padan, we will say, Nam means to bow down to.
Okay.
To prostrate to. So since he bowed down to their feet, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yetaha asau,
okay.
Right? And that's why it's an accusative. And it's there, so there's more than one set of feet there.
Right. Okay.
Because it's plural, right? So since he bowed down to their feet.
Since he bowed down to their feet, then or therefore,
mm-hmm.
He will benefit.
So if you say, therefore, amushya karyam, what would that mean? If you take karyam to mean work,
karyam.
Take it just to mean work. Amushya karyam.
Therefore, a work, an action of him, his action.
His work.
His work.
Amibihi.
By them.
Badram.
Benefits.
Is you could say is blessed. Therefore, his karya, his work,
is blessed.
Is badram. Badram means it's auspicious. Yeah, his work becomes auspicious because of them.
Where is the his?
Amusha.
That's of him, genitive.
Oh, I see. I see.
Amusha karyam. His work is badram. Why? Therefore, his work is badram by them, because of them. Because he bowed down to their feet, therefore, his work is blessed by them.
But
in
he
English.
Bowed down at their feet. Where is that he? Or is that implied from just the amush?
It's up there under, isn't it?
Asau.
Okay.
Yes,
sorry, after sense.
Yeah,
right?
I see it. I see it. That's, yeah.
Yeah, it comes down a little.
Right.
It comes after the sense.
Mm-hmm. Because this is going to a certain raga.
Okay.
No.
You know, so.
I see. Okay. Should I read?
Yeah.
Padam Nisham.
Padam Nisham.
Do it again. Padam Nisham.
Padam Nisham.
Padam Nisham.
Pranato.
Pranato.
Yato Sao.
Yato Sao.
Bhadran Tatomi. Maybe I'll just do Bhadram.
Bhadram.
Tatomi Bhirmushya.
Tatomi Bhirmushyam.
Mushya.
Mushya. Karyam.
Karyam.
Okay. Puryam Purasyam Kila Kalidaso Namna Bhavadyo Nyavasakta Vishaha. So that is Puryam is Puryam is genitive singular of Puri, the city.
Not genitive.
Sorry, locative, is it?
Mm-hmm. Puryam. So,
yeah.
Locative singular.
Locative singular. In Puri. Mm-hmm. Purasyam is Pura at that log formerly.
Mm-hmm.
Syam is Asyam. Pura Asyam. And Asyam is, again, a locative of Idam. This. So formerly in this city, of Puri, Kila is indeed.
Yeah.
Right, indeed. Kalidasaha, nominative singular, the poet Kalidas.
Mm-hmm.
Namna Bhavityo. Namna is from Naman, the name. And then.
By name.
By name.
Namna from Naman.
Oh, sorry, right? Instrumental.
Instrumental. And that's often used, Kalidasaha Namna. By Kalidasa by name, Rama by name, you know.
Okay.
Rama Hananna, Rama by name.
So this man, Rama by name, like
yeah.
This man, comma, Rama by name.
That's right.
I see. That's really by name. And then Bhavadyo is that Bhavat, like your honor, Bhavataha?
Abhavat, yeah.
Oh.
Namna. You have to break the sandhi there.
I broke it wrong. Yeah. I broke it as namna bhavat yaha. That
wouldn't be possible.
No, sorry, that's wrong. So it's namna abhavat. Okay. Namna abhavatyo. Abhavatyo. Is that abhavat?
Mm-hmm. Abhavat.
And then, Arjun, you cannot write now. Yaha.
Yaha.
Yaha is who, and Abhavat is lived? Is that... Abhavat is...
Was.
Okay. Yeah, was. And then this last, I'm not sure I really...
Yaha? Did you get the Yaha, right?
Yaha. Who. Yaha is who.
Nyavasat means lived, dwelt.
Okay.
To live in a place, to dwell in a place.
So it's
and it's past tense, right?
Nyavasat Vishaha.
Nivas. Nivas becomes Nyavasat
because
of the A goes between the Upasarga and the root.
So it's actually past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Nyavasat. And then it's
Nyavasat.
Nyavasat, and then it's Kavishaha.
Mm-hmm.
Kavishaha. Oh, is that a Kavi poet?
Kavi is poet, and Kavishaha is the lord of the poets.
Oh.
It means he was one of the most exalted of poets, is the Kavishaha.
Kavi Ishaha.
Kavi Ishaha.
Who's the Ishaha of the poets?
Ganesha, Gana Ishaha. Ganesha, the lord of the Ganas.
Oh.
The Ganas are Shiva's little army.
Right.
And they're also, Gana stands for any group. So sometimes Ganesha is the one who's viewed as the lord of all of the different sets, all of the different Ganas, all of the different groups in the creation.
And Ishaha means lord. That's Ishwara.
Like Ishwara.
Yeah.
Isha.
Okay. So, Nyavasat is... Nyavasat is lived. Okay, so then formerly in the city Puri lived the lord of the poets Kalidas by name.
Yeah. Well, you have the Yaha there, so if you were...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Go ahead with the Yaha.
Lived the lord of the poets who was Kalidas by name?
That's what I would say. Formerly in this very city.
Right, in this very city.
The lord of the poets lived, who was
Kalidasa by name.
In this very city of Puri.
No, Puri means city.
But Puri is. I thought they're actually talking about the city called Puri. Because Puri is also the name of a city. I see.
Well, Puri also just means city.
Right. But there's also a city in India called Puri. Very famous.
Well, maybe that's what it is. What if they give that meaning here? Puri definitely means the word city.
When I looked up in the dictionary, it just said a town or a city.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It probably just means city because of the Asyam. Puriyam Asyam in this city.
Right.
And then with the Kila in this very city.
Yeah.
There lived a poet who was Kalidasa by name.
There lived the king of the poets who was Kalidasa by name.
And in English, we just say who was named Kalidasa, Kalidasa by name. So, yeah, that's fine. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll read it. Puriyam, Purasyam.
Puriyam, Puryasyam.
Purasyam.
Purasyam. Kila Kalidaso. Kila Kalidaso. Namna Bhavadyo. Namna Bhavadyo. Nyavasat kavishaha.
Okay. When you're reading, once you know all of the words, and say after you've done a sentence, you do know the words. So, like for instance, in the second one, you wouldn't say namna bhavad. Because even though that's what it says, you want to give a slight namna bhavad. So the abhavad is recognizable.
I see, it's just a subtle thing.
You're going to still say nam na bhavat. But there's a little thing that takes the over.
Right.
Okay? So nam na bhavat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to have any pause there to make it sound like it's nam na bhavat. It's hard to do that in
the
other
words. I
think I
do it automatically if I actually recognize the words, but sometimes if they're not registering in my mind and I'm not understanding the meaning, then I just read it.
That's right. Yeah. If you recognize the word, it'll almost happen naturally. Just a slight little inflection. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do the next one. Just one line here.
Starting with Yadi, right? Yadi Prasanna Bhagavati Mam Varam Yache. Yadi is if Prasanna is a PPP from Sud.
From Sud.
So it means if it's pleased. And it could either, I thought it was feminine, noun or singular.
That's what I thought too. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay.
I wasn't sure.
I guess it could have also been masculine nominative plural. No?
It could, yeah.
Okay.
But there's nothing for it.
Right, there's nothing to support it. And then Bhagavati is from Bhagavat, and it means fortunate, or it also means Lord.
Well, if we take the substantive Bhagavat, which is masculine, and then Bhagavan would be Bhagavan.
Right. Okay?
If we want to take Bhagavat and make it into the goddess or feminine, you add an E.
Okay.
So Bhagavati.
So it's vocative, right?
No, Bhagavati.
Oh,
Bhagavati, nominative singular. And then it's declined like Nadi.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bhagavati. Prasanna Bhagavati.
Okay. So it's addressing like the goddess.
The goddess, or it could also be just respectful, but it can also be the goddess.
Okay. And then the end of that is imam, from Edom, masculine accusative singular. And then we have varam, which means well.
Varam actually means, in this context, it's not indeclinable. It means a boon. Vara is a masculine, it means a boon. Varam, as indeclinable, one of the things varam means is well. But here it's just being used as vada, masculine.
Which is a noun? It's a masculine noun?
And it means a boon.
A boon, okay. I didn't find that anywhere.
No, it's there. It's in your
Anuttara
too.
Okay.
Vada, and vada is... It's often, all, I mean, it's always used in the Mahabharata, to the Ram Mayana, because they're always asking for a boon, you know.
Okay, and then the last word is yache, which is from yach to ask.
I think it's yach to ask, to beg.
Yach, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't find this.
It's not back here?
Yach, it said to begin, I thought.
No.
Oh, that makes more sense.
And it's the imperative.
Yeah, yach, first person might put it. Apne put it to beg.
Oh, to
To beg. To beg.
For some reason I read to begin. Okay.
Oh, I see. So.
Okay.
And it's first person imperative. So.
Is it imperative?
No.
Why is it imperative?
Yeah,
sure. Isn't it just present tense?
I don't know. It probably,
it wouldn't be present tense, right? Because it doesn't have the day,
First,
yeah.
Just
present tense.
It's just
Atmanevada. Yeah.
Okay.
Aniyava Ama is the imperative.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh, so it's present. So, we have, if I ask.
Well, yadi prasanna bhagavati. Imam varam yache.
If the goddess was pleased.
You can even say is or was. It doesn't, you know, you can use present tense also. If the goddess is pleased.
If the goddess is pleased, I ask for a boon.
Mm-hmm.
I ask for
like
one.
You can use it respectively, like saying it would be, if you are pleased. It's like saying if you are happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're onerous.
Yeah,
is pleased, then I, there's no then there, but that's understood. I ask this boon.
Okay.
You see it?
Yep.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Yadi prasanna bhagavatimam.
Prasanna.
Yadi prasanna did I not say prasanna? Yadi prasanna bhagavatimam.
Yadi prasanna bhagavatimam.
Varam yache.
Varam yache.
Asmin loke. Am I reading that right? Asmin loke. Yat kriyate tasya.
Asmin. It's kind of a nasalized. Asmin loke.
Asmin loke. Yat kriyate tasya phalam.
Amushmin
loke.
Amushmin loke.
Amushmin loke anubhuyate. So actually, I didn't really do that. But so asmin loke will be asmin loke. So have that thing at the bottom where asmin will go to asmil,
mm-hmm.
And then
goes to the aniswara,
right.
And the lakara.
Yeah. So that will be asmin loke, and asmin is locative singular for idam. This loke is locative singular for world. In this world, yat kriyate. Yat kriyate is whatever you do. Yat,
that which is done.
Kriyate
passive.
Will be the third person singular passive, right?
Perfect. That which is done.
That which is done. Tasya phalam. The outcome. Tasya is.
Would you go check on
the table? Would you go check if somebody's on the door?
Would you go see what Tibby's doing?
Her name is Lolo.
Lolo, her name was Tibby before Lolo.
What's
the matter?
Well, the tag says Lolo.
I know. But the tag for years has said Tibby. Somebody changed her name. You can call her Lolo, though. She probably is confused. She's Tibby Lolo.
He's low Tim.
All right. How were we? Tasya palam.
Tasya palam. The fruit of that, karma phalam? Yeah, right.
So tasya phalam.
So is tasya then genitive singular?
Mm-hmm. And it refers back to yet, right? That which is done in this world, tasya phalam.
Tasya phalam, the fruit of that. Amushmin loke anubhuyate. So that which is worldly. I don't remember what amushmin means.
It means in that. They use amushman for swargaloka, you know, after you die in that world. What you do in this world, that which is done in this world, the fruit of that in that world, like in swargaloka.
Anubhuyate
is experience.
Is experienced.
Passive. Anubhavati?
Yes.
Anubhuyate. Do you recognize this passive there?
Yes. Anubhuyate.
Do you, Tara?
Yes.
Only because also it goes with yat kriyate.
I know, but I want you to actually see it, see the passive.
So asmin loke yat kriyate, whatever is done in this world, that phal tasya phalam.
It's actually not whatever. Whatever would be yad, just for your information. If you want to say whatever, you would duplicate the yad kriyate.
Oh,
if you
so
just have a single, it just simply says that which is done.
That which is done. Okay.
Yeah, just so you know when you see yad, right?
Yeah. That which is done in this world, the fruit of that is experienced in that, in the swarga loka.
In that world, yeah. Literally just in that world.
Yeah.
Now another thing, when you're actually doing a translation, they always use the relative and correlative together. Well, we don't. We would say that which is done in this world is experienced in that world. The fruit of that which is done in this world is experienced in that world.
Right.
But in Sanskrit construction, you have to use the yad and tad, right? So that's important to know when you're reading and when you're trying to do a translation. It doesn't mean that when you put it into English, you have
to use that long form because
that's not how we speak in English.
Yeah.
So that's just how they do it in Sanskrit. Okay, you want to read it?
Okay, you can go now.
Yeah, you can. Tell me if it's all okay in there, Arjun.
Asmin loke, yat kriyate, tasya phalam, amushmin loke anubhuyate.
And this next one is just one line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Adiv vachovihi santvaya
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 Santvaya.
Santvaya. And this next word, is it just may?
Mm-hmm.
I have a little, what do you call it?
Smudge?
No, I have like a dot, an anuswara. What is that?
Anuswara?
Yeah.
No,
so
it's just
like
a simple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I figured
just simple may.
Yeah. So, santva may duhu kitam.
Dukitam.
Paryam. Okay, so Ebihi is instrumental plural for idam. By with or through these are those. Vachobihi is instrumental plural for from vachas, for words or speech. This next one, santvaya, is that from santva?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which means to appease.
Right.
And I thought it was the imperative second person singular.
Good.
Okay.
Perfect.
So you appease. And then may, not name, is from asmat, which is the genitive. dative or genitive singular. For me. And then duhu. How did you say that again? You don't say the duhu, you just say duhu?
You don't say duhu, you just say dukhitam.
Dukhitam. And that means sorry, sad, or afflicted. Mm-hmm. And it's the accusative singular, feminine, and the next word is bharyam, which is wife, which is feminine accusative as well. So I came up with these words, may you appease my sad wife.
Yeah, very good. Word or bar, yeah, straightforward.
Yeah.
But still.
My kind of sentence.
Well, I didn't quite get that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
What?
I'm going to take a break. You give me 1 second.
Let's just wait up.
We're going to do it in 1 second, okay?
Santvaya.
Santvaya.
Me dukitam bharyam.
Me dukitam bharyam.
He sitte putra vimalte. He sitte is osita, is locative. Vocative, I mean.
Osita,
vocative. Putra vimalte. Putra, I wasn't sure. Te, I figured, could be, you know, dual, feminine dual, satita.
Putrao.
Putrao. Oh, it's putrao. That, I couldn't figure out the... Okay, so then it's putrao amau?
Imau.
Imau. Okay, so then it is dual.
Putrao imau.
Putrao imau, yeah. Hey, Sita.
Okay.
Putrao imau te.
Imau te. So te would be, it's just, the okay, also dual, then sateta.
No, your, tavate. From Yushma?
Yeah.
Hey Sita, imau tau te.
These are your two sons?
Mm-hmm. Or you have two sons?
You have two sons.
Or these two sons, are these are your two sons?
Yeah.
Let's read it and then we'll help Arjun.
Hey Sita, putra imau te.
Yeah. Let's take a little break so we can get a refill. Okay. Okay, page 142.
Alright, am I up right?
Yep.
And this is two lines.
Yes.
Because the
all
one
of these are two lines, right?
Yeah. Vitvatvam, vidvatvam, cha, nipat.
You could actually say vidvatvam. Don't you have a double takara there? Vidvatvam?
Twam, yes. Mm. Vidvatvam, cha, cha. Nirpatvam cha nalpa tulyam kadachana kadachana swadeshe excuse me pujyate raja vidvan sarvatra pujyate. So, vidvatvam is, so what, let me just ask you about these V's in saying that.
It's actually the twams.
Oh. It's only the twams with the that make the W sound?
Oh, no. Okay, let me explain that. At least the way I was taught in different parts of the country, it'll be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But the standard approach to the va is when it's by itself, surrounded by vowels,
mm-hmm.
or with a semi-vowel, it will take the va sound. Like, for instance, vadi, or va,
okay.
or vyapti, vy.
Okay.
That's a semi-vowel. But when it's with consonants, it will take a wa sound, like swarupa. And that's just kind of a convention. If you were to really pronounce the va properly, it goes something like this. Va. It is really a dental labial. Va. Va. But what you find is that there's a fluctuation in the sound going from a va to...
Oh, no, honey. Oh, my gosh. You really shot your couch there.
Yeah. and she's brilliant.
That's the only problem with cats.
Now the couch is like the chair. And the cat like kind of like a homeless person.
We had a chair like that in our house. And our cat just destroyed it.
Look at that.
I never saw that. I know. That's crazy.
And it feels so good. She just loves it. You know?
Okay, too.
Yeah. But if I've updated and Tibby's still around. Post Tibby.
Or you have to train her to use your phone scrunching. You know, it's really hard to train cats. They like what they like.
Yeah. And,
Maybe get her nails trimmed.
No.
You can't really.
It's not actually illegal now. A law was just passed.
The city of Burke, well, they passed the law that you're not allowed to declaw them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cruel practice.
Yeah. We would never do that to you.
They make this two-sided tape.
Well, you need nails trimmed.
Huh? Do you know about the two-sided tape?
Yeah, I have some.
It's kind of gross, but it does deter them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poor little thing. Anyway. So, do you understand the twum?
Okay, so in other words...
So, this would be vid-vat twum.
Vid-vat twum.
Yeah, and okay. And rip-vat twum.
Rip-vat twum. Okay.
Yeah.
Hanging me up there. So that means learnedness or learning? Mm.
Yeah, or scholarship. Yeah.
Scholarship.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's neuter, so it could either be nominative or accusative.
Yeah. It's actually, to be more clear, vidvan means one who has knowledge like a scholar. Mm. So it'd be more like the vidvatun state of being a scholar.
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah, it's so cold in there. I don't mind it though. So, because see the nripitvam?
Yes.
So you could just say being a scholar
and
being a king.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's a good way to translate it. Being a scholar and being a king.
So it's nominative,
and so is the whole first line is nominative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
It'll be awfully cold, Kiki.
Yeah, but where is the volume for your laptop? Just let me go.
I'm not
so sorry.
I have to think about it.
Rowan
and Juliet was
the sorry, Tom.
That's okay. I'm feeling slow this morning, so I don't know how many sentences I got
through. Well, I asked you. Yeah. I haven't done these.
So we can take our time. But the first, so the first word, vidvatvam.
Yes.
Is she said it because it's got the twam on the end? It's like a beingness. She's a scholar.
And then what would the case be?
It's nominative.
It is nominative.
And then because the second one is vidvatvam, which is being a king, which is nominative also.
Yeah.
And then we have cha, which is and, of course. And then we have na eva, which is na mm-hmm. and eva. Mm-hmm. And did you tell us something about using na eva together?
Yeah, it can mean never.
Never, okay.
Mm-hmm. Naiva kadachana.
Okay.
Never.
It would be like saying, never. Na eva. Even na kadachana means never.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And tumyam. Means equal,
mm-hmm. or the same, or never the same, or never equal.
The same, and it's an adjective, and it can either be. Well, it must be neuter here.
It has to go with vidvatvam and ripitvam, and twam is always neuter. Mm.
And this would be accusative, right? Mm-hmm. Neuter accusative, or no? It's describing them, so it'd be nominative.
Mm-hmm. You need a verb to go into the accusative. You need a verb to have an accusative, right?
Yeah, a nominative can just be is understood.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then kadachana just means at any time or ever.
Yeah, but the kada has the sense of kada means when, and with the chana affix, it means. Sometimes.
When sometimes?
When kadachana means sometimes, but na kadachana means never.
Mm-hmm.
It's called an
okay.
So indefinite pronoun. When you add chana chit, or kaschit, kaschana. I can't remember the third one. Kaschit, kaschana, and one of them. When you add it, makes an indefinite pronoun.
Okay, so in other words, the kadachana here with the na eva above makes it say never?
That's right. Okay. When you negate an indefinite pronoun, it makes it absolute.
Okay.
Where the indefinite pronoun by itself is not absolute, it's like sometimes.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, somebody, someone, someplace.
Okay.
Right? So here it's kada means, has the sense of time. So kadachana means sometime. Na kadachana, never.
Okay.
So it turns an indefinite into an absolute.
Mm. Okay.
And naiva just gives, the eva gives emphasis.
So this basically means being never, a scholar and being a king are never the same.
Are never equal. Yeah. You have to do the second sentence.
Oh, sorry. I can do that one. That's
easy. These are a set, you know.
I know. I was looking at it. I was just like taking it in. Because my original translation was, being a scholar or learnedness and kingliness are not exactly equal all the time.
Yeah. Because you didn't know about the absolute with the negation. That's important, yeah.
Okay.
So,
Swadeshe. Did I read this line already? Yes, I did. Swadeshe is swa and deshe in one's own country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's locative singular. And puchate is from to worship. He or she worships. It's present third person singular.
Oh, it is passive.
It is passive?
Mm-hmm. Pujya. It's not, you know, it's not pujati, it's pujate.
Well, I guess I got mixed up because isn't puja class 10 verb, which
that would be puja. Yes?
Okay.
Is puja class 10? I'd be right about that, but still it would be puja.
Okay. So it's passive third person?
Yeah. And from the context also it's got to be passive.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, puj. Puj is tenth. Probably tenth of Vyatana. But this is puja, not puja, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I'm just not so... I don't recognize this. I just learned the passive, so it's... Anyway, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Raja is a nominative singular for king. Vidvan... I know that something about knowledge or learning. I don't know.
Scholar. One who has scholar. Knowledge. That so vut affix, you know?
Uh-huh.
Vid means to know.
Right.
And the vut affix means one who has whatever the noun or root is. Vid means knowledge. So vid vut, one who has knowledge.
So it's actually vid vut. We have a Sunday there, right?
Well, vid vut is
oh,
then decline.
I mean, it's the noun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Bhagavat. And vid vaan is.
And it's, is it nominative? No.
Yes,
it
like Bhagavan. Or Dhiman.
Okay. And Sarvatra is everywhere. It's indeclinable. And then we have Pujate again, repeated, which is passive. So, a king worships in his own country.
Is worshipped.
A king is worshipped.
Passive. Right.
A king is worshipped in his own country. Oh, and a scholar is worshipped everywhere.
Right. Good.
Vidvatvam cha, nrapatvam cha, Vidvatvam Nripatvam Cha. Vidvatvam Cha Nripatvam Cha. Naiva Tulyam Kadachana. Naiva Tulyam Kadachana. Swadeshe Pujate Raja. Swadeshe Pujate Raja. Vidvan Sarvatra Pujate.
You know, you did this at first, Kiki, and I think we should do it this way. Do you see the anuswaras? They're going to be pronounced as the nasal of the following letter. So you did the twancha, nipa twancha, naiva tulyam kadachana.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Vidva twancha, nipa twancha, naiva tulyam kadachana.
Tulyam.
Tulyam, tulyam, right? Kakalaluma. Tulyam kadachana. Vidva twancha. No, no, vidva twancha.
It's going to take the nya of the cha. The anuswara will be pronounced as the nasal of the following letter. So, vidvatvancha, nripatvancha, naiva tulyam, kadachana.
Vidvatvancha, nripatvancha, naiva
tulyam, kadachana. Hello? Hey, I'm giving class, but can I call you back? No, I'll call you back. I wanted to call you anyway. Okay, I'll call you after class. 20 minutes or so. Okay, bye. Okay.
Okay, so I haven't done these, but... Okay, Vara, is it Varameko?
Varameko.
Is it A? It's okay, that was a little unclear on that.
Yeah, it's unclear.
Varameko Guri Putro Nacha Murkha Shatanyapi Ekas Chandra Stamo Hanti Nacha Tara Garo Picha.
Let me tell you something about this. There's something that you won't know.
Okay.
This varam,
yeah.
When the one way that varam is used, and it is being used like this in this case,
mm-hmm.
it will, this first line is going to break into two clauses. And the first clause will start with varam,
mm-hmm.
and it will mean better is the first clause. Then is the second clause. But the second part will be the nacha.
Nacha murka shatanya.
Uh-huh. So better a good son, right?
Right.
Than.
Right. Varam ekah guni. It's better to have one good son. Not, instead of nacha murka shatanya.
Literally it says, and not 100 fools.
100 fools.
Better is one son and not 100 fools. In English we say, better one good son than 100 fools,
mm-hmm.
right? But this construction where the one that is the best, the better, will be start with varam. And the one that is the lesser will start with nacha.
Yeah.
So that's a construction.
Actually, that instinctively makes sense, I think, mm-hmm. because probably in Hindi it's the same way.
Same, yeah.
So when I read it, it kind of makes sense to me that, you know, varam ekah guni putro nacha, and not.
Yeah,
and not
and that, exactly, right, exactly. Like that. And that varam there is an indeclinable. So that's different.
That is the indeclinable.
Yeah, but in the Bhandarka, they just have it meaning well, and they don't have this particular usage that's being used here. But again, this is one of those things, if you look up in the dictionary, you'll see it.
So
these are like idiomatic ways of sentence construction that you just start making a list of them, you know.
Okay, so it means better here.
Yeah, better.
Okay.
Better than something else. Mm-hmm. So the thing that's better, it'll start with the varam, then what is better. And then the next one will be nacha, and that's the one that is less.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first word here, can you say what it is in your book?
Ekaha. Varam eko.
It's varam eko?
Uh-huh.
Did I say, oh, mm-hmm. I had eki.
Oh, no, it should be eko. Ekaha guni putra.
Okay.
Better one good son.
Nacha murka, shatan. Oh, so murka I got, and then shatani api?
Yeah, shatani api.
And then shatani is 100. But
better one good son than even 100
api,
fools.
Yeah. 100, but shatani is just...
100.
In
I see. No, actually it says...
I thought
no,
it's
no.
bad. Shatani is like...
Oh, no. Shata is 100.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so shatani is in the plural.
So
100
shata,
is in the plural.
So palampale palani, shatani.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so then it's neuter, nominative.
Plural.
Plural.
And shata, 100.
Shata,
like one is in the always in the singular, two is in the dual, and three or more is always in the plural. Okay.
So shatani, api. So then this is shatani is in neuter, nominative, plural.
Mm-hmm.
And api indeed. So varam eko guna. Okay, so better one son than 100
fools. One good son.
One good son. Okay, guni putro. And then ekaha chandramas tamaha.
That guni means meritorious, one who has a lot of gunas.
Possessing
all gunas. Gunas means all good qualities.
What is the, it's guni?
Gunin.
Gunin.
Gunin. Okay. That in affect shows possession. The, okay. Like the vat, like bhagavat or dimat. Vat might show possession. In shows possession.
So then the form for guni is?
Namrita. Yes, it's masculine. Namrita plural. Namas are singular, I'd say.
Like, masculine, nominative, singular?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not like Hari, but like...
No, in ending. In
oh,
ending.
Gunin is the substantive.
Yeah.
Yes. Gunin, Gunin. And then the next one I think will break as ekaha, one, chandramas, so...
No, chandraha.
Oh, chandraha, I keep reading chandramas and tara.
Yeah.
Okay. Ekaha, chandraha. Chandraha is moon here.
Mm-hmm.
Ekaha, chandrama, one moon. Tamo. Tamo is, tama, is that tamaha?
It comes from tamas. And it's neuter. So some tamas becomes tamaha and then sundis.
Okay.
And so tamas means like darkness.
Right. Like one moon is better at banishing darkness than so many stars.
Yeah.
The so
cluster first.
Right. Ekaha chandramaha.
Chandraha.
Chandraha, sorry. Ekaha chandraha tamaha darkness hanti is titha hanti. Oh,
Hunti
that's
comes
plural.
No. Hunti, you haven't learned this yet. Hun is a second gunner root. And so Hun plus takes the T affix directly. And so Hun plus T becomes Hunti.
Oh, so it's Tita Hunti, it's plus person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it becomes Hunti, Gnantaha, Kanti. It has a strange declension.
So Hun becomes...
It's third person singular.
Third person singular.
And really it means to kill or destroy, but we wouldn't use kill in the sense, right? It's like the one moon is a killing
destroys,
the darkness. Removes, destroys, yeah.
Destroys
banishes.
The darkness.
I like that use of banishes. Or
right. Nacha.
Gets rid of.
Nacha and not Tara Gano Apicha. So Tara is, I'm looking for, I guess, plural. So that would be Tara Ganaha, many stars.
A cluster of stars.
A cluster of stars.
Or a whole, yeah, whole.
So Tara Gana, is that
a compound.
Compound.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be, Tara Ganaha will be nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. Ganaha, Tara Ganaha.
Sorry, yes.
It's not plural.
Tara, yes.
And not even a cluster of stars.
Not even a cluster. So it's actually only a singular. Four cluster of stars. A picture. Really nice.
Yeah, I like that. I think I had a similar sentence
in our book. Oh,
really? Yeah.
They're probably taking this. He's not making these up. He's taking them, I'm sure, from places.
Sure, yeah.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Varameko guni putro.
Varameko guni putro.
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 Nacha murka shatanyapi.
Nacha murka shatanyapi.
Ekas chandramasto han. Ekas chandramastamo hanti.
No. Chandrastamo. You want this chandramas. I don't blame you. I was doing that too.
Ekas chandras tamo hanti.
Ekas chandras tamo hanti.
Nacha tara gano picha.
Nacha tara ganaha apicha.
Tara gano picha.
Tara gano picha.
But you have a long A there, tara.
Yeah, tara gano picha.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more.
To leave a little early too.
We'll do one more. That'll finish us off.
Ekenapi. Suvrikshena. Suvrikshena. Pushpitena.
Pushpitena.
Pushpitena. Sugandina. Vasitam. Tatmanam. Sarvam.
Tadvanam
sarvan suputrena kulam yata. And I did the first part, I think, and not the second part. The first line. So for the first line, I have ekena, instrumental singular, by, with, or through one, api, even through one, or even by one, suvrikshena is su, which is good, plus vrikshena.
Good or beautiful, like beautiful. A suvrikshena would be a beautiful tree.
Okay.
Suvrikshena by, even by one.
Beautiful tree. Okay. And then instrumental singular for tree. So even by one good tree or through one good, beautiful tree. Pushpitena is instrumental singular, meaning flower or having flowers.
Mm-hmm. Which is flowered.
Flowered.
Mm-hmm.
And sugandina is instrumental singular for fragrant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something like even one beautiful tree is fragrant, or there.
Well, it would be, it's a string of instrumentals. So really what you need is to pick up vasitam tadvanam at the bottom. The second line. If you pick up vasitam tadvanam, you know what vanam means?
Vanam is trees?
Forest. And so vasitam means to be made fragrant.
Okay.
So vasitam vanam, a forest made fragrant. Now you have the string of instrumentals.
Okay.
So tadvanam, the forest. Which is made fragrant. The forest made fragrant. So Ted is in a way kind of a filler.
The vastav is not living.
No. It's like vasana. Vasana. Vasana means fragrance. Vasitam.
Vasana means fragrance?
Vasana, yeah.
Vasana doesn't mean like a bad quality or bad habit?
No, it can be good or bad habits. But it comes from the word vasana, which has its primary meaning as fragrance.
I see. Wow.
And vasita is made fragrant. So vasitam tadvanam.
Huh.
So what would that sentence be? Now you can pick up the instrumentals.
So even through one beautiful tree with one,
even by
one beautiful flowered tree, the whole forest is fragrant.
Yeah, they can see, the thing is in Sanskrit you can use so many adjectives and it works so well. In English it's a little hard, but you could say the forest made fragrant by even one beautiful tree which is flowered and is sugandhina, which is flowered and with fragrance. It is that forest has been made fragrant by the fragrance, right? By the beautiful scent which belongs to that being adjectival to the one beautiful tree,
mm-hmm.
which is flowered.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful tree is now has a beautiful fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
So that forest has been made fragrant by that tree.
Mm-hmm.
which has all of these qualities. It's flowered and itself has beautiful right. scent.
And beautiful then Sarvam Suputrena Kulamyatha, the entire clan is.
So now you've got the yatha, sarvam, you see that, Tara?
Sarvam yatha?
No, the whole sentence, sarvam,
right.
suputrena.
Suputrena, kulam. Kulam is family?
Yeah.
Or clan, and I don't know what suputrena is.
A good son. Putra is son, suputra is a good son.
So, it's kind of like, and what is yatha?
Just as.
Oh, just as a good son is to the family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just as sarvam kulam, just as the entire family. Like you could say that just the whole forest is made fragrant
by one
beautiful tree or one good tree. Just as sarvam kulam, an entire family, an entire kulam.
Yeah.
By one good son.
You know, this has so much Indian culture embedded in it, these kind of things.
This is Indian culture.
Yeah, this is just like, you know, you just have one good son, you think of Ram, or you think of, I mean, you just feel like...
Yeah. You want to read it? Do you see it now, Tara?
Yeah.
Do, okay,
do.
Let's go ahead and read it.
Ekenapi 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 Suvrikshena Suvrikshena Pushpitena Sugandhina Pushpitena Sugandhina Vasitan Vasitan Tadvan Tadvanam Vasitan Tadvanam Sarvam Suputrena Kulam Yatha Sarvam Suputrena Kulam Yatha.
Good. Now for
so
now we're not meeting next week.
Uh-uh.
Probably not the week after. You do too, definitely aren't.
I'd rather not come the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think I'll talk to Penny, but
I know she's really wanting to.
We'll work that out between us then. But for the next time that we meet, you should. How far should you go? Like to. We could try for the end of page 143.
Okay.
That's a lot. Just do as much as you can up to the end of 143.
We seem to get through like 10 to 12 sentences.
Yes, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you're right. We've been averaging. I've got counted. I don't know if it's too that many. It's been prepared.
Get as close to the bottom as we can. I think that'll be too many, actually. I think we probably just get to 13, and that would be doing really well. We did 4 to 13, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's try that, 4 to 13.
You roll like a little Proverbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are nice.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Let's say our prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.